King William returning from Flanders with triumph and joy to the land. Next way he did plead for pleasure and ease, a progress to take out of hand. That subjects of every degree, they might have the honor to see their king who had ventured and battles had entered to conquer the proud enemy. Wherever he came, they received him with joy, the subjects still crying out, Vive le Roi! He came to the town of Newmarket, where monarchs have formerly been. The greatest of men with loyalty then came forth for to usher him in. No manner of frowns did appear, but joy from the front to the rear was seen in their faces, repeating his graces, right valiant and void of all fear. Thus did they receive him with triumph and joy, their loud acclamations were Vive le Roi. Althorp he was pleased to honor, a town in Northamptonshire where the nobles of fame in multitudes came, and commons in crowds did repair, that they might their monarch behold, of whom they had often been told. When coming before him, they seemed to adore him, their champion courageous and bold. Then nothing was heard but loud echoes of joy, sent forth by expressions of Vive le Roi. He dined with the Earl of Northampton at Castleby in his way. The Earl Montague, both loyal and true, did treat him the very next day. At Boughton, where mirth did abound, full bowls of canary went round. So great was the blessing which they was possessing, no shadow of grief could be found. Wherever he came, there was nothing but joy, with loud acclamations of Vive le Roi. The Duke of Newcastle, he met him full 7 long miles of town. Now this being done, the Earl of Kingston, with other brave lords of renown, rich banquets did daily prepare. Thus he like a monarch did fare among his league people, whilst every steeple with ringing of bells did declare how they were transported with raptures of joy, the multitude crying out, Vive le Roi! The city of York did receive him in all their formalities gay. When entering there, that noble Lord Mayor, King William, he knighted that day. Thus did he his favors bestow, where'er he was pleased to go. The bowls of canary to make their hearts merry, like plentiful fountains did flow. The city resounding with echoes of joy, and loud acclamations of Vive le Roi. Brave Warwick was no ways behind them, for at the approach of our king, the bonfires blazed and bells they were raised. Oh, how they did merrily ring! They brought out the pot of Sir Guy, which many long years had lain dry. 3 pipes did but fill it, they vowed they'd not spill it, their cheeks they resolved to dye. Like scarlet in grain for this general joy, their loud acclamations was Vive le Roi. Nay, Burford and all other places, wherever his majesty came, prayed for his success, they could do no less, but needs must his glory proclaim. He homeward at length did repair, to meet with his parliament there. May heavens defend him, and blessings attend him, so shall the dark clouds of our care be changed to a pleasant bright sunshine of joy, and all the whole kingdom cry, Viva le Roy!